Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 21. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Deuteronomy chapter 10. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. When I was about 10 years old, with my mom and dad and one brother, we went up to Austin, Minnesota to visit my aunt. And one of the great things about going to my aunt's house was that they had two horses. And at 10 years old, I was going to get the opportunity to ride a horse for the first time in my life. So after 30 seconds of instruction about how to ride a horse, up on into the saddle I went, and what could go wrong? You know, you pull the reins to the left if you want to go left, and pull the reins to the right if you want to go right. Pull back if you want to stop, and just give them a little kick to get started. So off I went, but I pulled left and the horse didn't go left, and I pulled right and the horse didn't go right, and I pulled back and the horse did not stop, and pretty soon that horse was bucking me, trying to buck me off, and when that didn't work, ran back toward the barn and scraped me off on the barn wall. I learned very quickly that day what it means to be stiff-necked. The stiff neck of the animal. Old Testament days spoke of people being stiff-necked in reference to oxen being so stiff-necked that the yoke around their necks would not guide them through the fields, making them useless as well. And Scripture uses that expression of being stiff-necked to describe God's people when God's people are being stubborn, refusing God, the God of gods, the one who has the heaven of the heavens, the earth is all his, that God that we refuse to acknowledge as the one in control of our lives. As we disobey him over and over again, disobeying his commandments and his ordinances, which he gave through Moses up on the mountain. No matter how much we might try to pull on the reins of our life and to move us left or move us right as we should follow God's will, we remain unaltered. And so in verse 16 of our text today from Deuteronomy chapter 10, Moses spoke to the people of God and said, so circumcise therefore the foreskin of your hearts, not just surface, but hearts. And literally, do not stiffen your necks any longer. Stiff-neckedness was the hallmark of Israel. all the time that they wandered in the wilderness. It didn't take long to show up, to manifest itself. It showed up at the Red Sea. When just after the Passover, in the great display of all of God's might, God's people doubted God, were unbelievers, and did not believe that God could deliver them from Pharaoh at the Red Sea. That stiff-necked behavior continued on as even when God was abundantly providing them with the manna from heaven, out in a place where they should have died for lack of food. There's no food out in the wilderness. God miraculously kept them alive, and all they could do is complain. And then the stiff-necked behavior of the people of God, most on display there when Moses is up on the Mount Sinai for 40 days, and God's people create the golden calf along with Aaron down in the valley. So, how stiff is our neck today? We can't leave this text until we ask ourselves that question. How stiff-necked am I being in my life? How callous have I become to the foreigners, the orphans, or the widows, as our text refers to, that God calls us to show compassion to? How stiff-necked am I when I pull up to a corner and see the person who's hoping that somebody will show them some act of kindness that day? Is it just easier to be stiff-necked? How callous are we to the commands that God has given to us? As our text says, God gave them to us for our good. But we believe that our ideas about life and behavior, maybe selectively, we follow or profess that we follow the 90% of things, but we keep our own pet little things that we hold back and say, not there, God. You can't have control of that part of my life. How stiff-necked are we when we reduce our religion down to nothing more than a set of intellectual principles or propositions and forget that our faith is about God rescuing tender souls one at a time, souls for which He has called us to show compassion? But let's be clear, to have softened necks does not come simply by enrolling in softness training, going 6 weeks to some seminar and then saying, there, I'm done, I'm soft now. Softness comes through the painful process as God starts shaving away the callousness that goes way beyond our skin and that it goes deep down into our hearts. Our hearts that are so hardened by day after day, week after week, month after month, maybe decade after decade of rebellion. As we continue to repeat the same sins so many times over that we no longer are horrified by them. Softness can only come when, after utterly exposed by these commands and ordinances of God, we stand in utter fear before an awesome God who could cause Mount Sinai to shake with thunder and earthquakes and smoke. And we realize that this awesome, fearful God should strike us down. And that is when God brings the comfort of the good news of Jesus into our lives, where we recognize the great exchange that instead of placing the punishment for our rebellion, our stiff-necked behavior, instead of placing that punishment on us, God placed it upon His only Son, Jesus. As Moses shared with the people, the Lord chose to set His heart on His people. You, the people of God, God has chosen to set His heart on you and to make you His own, washing you in the waters of baptism, cleansing you daily as you hear the good news, the gospel. And when by faith we ponder that great exchange and we recognize that the status is ours, that we are the children of God, that we are children of this awesome and fearful God, then our hearts are circumcised. And we love the Lord our God with all of our hearts and souls, accepting God's word for the treasure that it is, as he continues to lead us to the promised land. So in the last verse of our text, we heard these words, "You shall fear the Lord your God." Don't water that down to respect. It's bigger than that. Fear the Lord your God, this God who is the God of gods and owns the heaven of heavens and the earth is all his, and who can live in a mountain full of earthquakes and lightning. Fear the Lord your God, that you shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, your hallel, hallelujah. He is your hallel, your praise. He is your God, who has done for you great and fearful things that your eyes have seen. God has done great and fearful things for us, taking on sin, death, and the power of the devil with that epic collision that happened at the cross. Taking on sin, death, and the power of the devil through conquering death at the empty tomb. We have seen those things. And now, as those who have been redeemed, who have had our stiff necks softened by the gospel, we follow our great and fearful God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it guard and keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
When you answer me,
hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Because your steadfast love is better than life. For you have been my help. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, your Son chose us out of the world to follow after him in love, in suffering, and in the confession of your word and truth. Support and sustain our missionaries, especially Artha and Eva Rickman and Aaron McKenzie. Do not let them lose hope, but be encouraged whenever they bear reproach for the sake of their master. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join together. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.